we declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
To break up this Mexican little kid fight.
Hilarious.
A miniature Mexican scuffle.
No, it was Mexican. It was blacks versus Mexicans. I think they had on boots. They was in a park too.
Oh, they had on boots. Mexicans had on boots.
I think they had on boots.
Mexicans had on boots.
They had to break that. They ready.
Yo, it's hella Mexicans, Venezuelans, Ecuador, they all coming through. They migrating in here.
Title 42 is over.
Hey, they here. I better find that plug.
I said that yesterday.
You better find that plug. Shout out to all the Venezuelans, the Ecuadorians.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we back, y'all.
Holla. What up?
Never stop, never fold, never fumble. We back. Fridays. Y'all know we back. I fucks with y'all, because y'all fuck with us.
You know the shits.
You know? You know.
You know.
Shout out to Big Brother, you know. Fucking five, fuck him.
Fuck him. Five, fuck him.
You know, I'm Big Brother, fuck them all. A.K.A. Holiday Hole, host with the most, you already know. You back in the building with the gang, 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 gang. You already know, shooter's gonna shoot. We gonna spin the block one time.
No, this your guy, you know, your hood herbalist. Your favorite hood herbalist at that, you know. You know, LLZ, all day, every day, you know. I keep my my young boy around my neck. On a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Check the piece. Check the piece.
So check the pieces, nigga.
But, you know. Listen, man. I got some God Body merch, bro. This shit about to be ill this summer. Like, we about to turn this shit up. And whatever. We ain't just watching out for people's health. We watching out for people's fucking style. And anything, you know, we contribute in everything as far as health, wealth, any whatever it is you looking for, man. We out here, you know. What else? Oh shit! I got this new sample jar I'm doing. Fucking purple sea moss and turmeric. Shit, crazy.
Mm.
Shit don't taste too bad neither.
Mm, turmeric, okay.
Like, so you know, you got
real,
it.
That's the real. Okay.
That's what you got.
Oh, bet I ain't tried that one yet.
You ain't tried it yet. That shit don't taste too bad at all. Mm-hmm. Like that shit,
turmeric.
That shit crazy. So you know, we doing a whole bunch of shit. So we out here.
Yo, you know the vibes. It be your boy, the confident one. You know what I'm saying? Tap into the podcast streams, scream, strobe, and stream, subscribe, and share. Tap in. Look out for that Confident One EP coming to you sooner than you think. You know what I'm saying? Videos and anything else.
For real.
It's your boy.
Keys to get you right here this week once again.
Don't use this one. It's like a buzz and spit. But yeah, we in the switch once again. Look out for big things real soon. You feel me? Well, on the personal training tip, I'm about to get legit, finally, as some would say. But yeah, we in this bitch, yo. We back, motherfuckers. And we outside,
fuck,
nigga.
Fuck finally. Oh, we niggas been legit. Fuck that shit. We don't need to be. We don't need
too
to
legit.
Be,
we more too legit this, to quit.
We don't need the system to be legit. We been in this bitch for 20 plus years. We out
get,
here.
We know how to get. We know how to get money. Bitch.
Yeah, word. Like we know how to get this shit. We ain't,
sleep though.
Yeah,
like, that's all.
Word. You know what I'm saying? Start off the episode by
get to the money.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in power to brother Jim Brown.
Word.
Legend.
That's my favorite Abby. Real black man.
OG.
For real. Anytime I see a black, I think of a black actor, man. I think of Jim Brown.
Bro. Athlete. You know what I mean? One of my favorite classic movies, Original Gangsters. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you sucker too, right?
Yeah. Dirty, he was. Yeah.
Dirty Dozen. Yeah. Three the Hallway.
Fucking.
Talk your shit.
Yeah, he was in, yo.
And he NFL MVP.
Yo, he, yeah, listen, shit, man.
He made the Cleveland Browns.
He something. Literally. Bro. Real shit, bro.
And it just so happened his last name was Brown too, though.
Yeah.
And he a lacrosse legend.
Yeah.
Black man.
Syracuse.
For real. Bro. He's doing it all, bro.
But yeah. he was a problem too. He wasn't your
look him up.
He wasn't your typical. Don't if you young him. And you play football look and you about to, and you gonna tell us that your favorite fucking whoever he is is a running back is somebody that's he's now known and you don't know your football history. Go find out who the fuck Jim Brown is.
He real. Not just on the
he's
just a cultural icon type shit. Like he was a really good player.
You can't say you know football if you don't know Jim Brown.
On the field, off the field.
And it's not just him. It's a lot of other players. You can't say you know football. You don't know him.
He like the Bill Russell of football.
Nah, real shit, bro. Like he really is. Like that. He was a problem.
He left on his own. Like I'm out of here.
Like that's really.
He was a Black Panther, right?
Yeah, bro. He was in a lot.
He's an activist.
Man, listen. If you listen, I look at it this way. Honestly, on my
he's 87, opinion, so he's around for all that.
Anything that's involved in black activism is considered a form of pantherism because the simple fact is what's
empowerment.
We're empowering ourselves. The crazy thing about it is people don't understand that the Black Panther is not even a real panther. It's a fucking leopard.
It's
a spotted black leopard.
Right.
The only reason why this shit, the name, the black, it's not really called the Black Panther Party. It was called the Panther Party because they considered the Black Panther as a bad entity, a bad omen. Mm-hmm. So since they use it as a bad
like
omen.
Like the black cat crossing your path.
Exactly. The black cat, not even bad. Black cat don't even mean bad luck. The black cat was used in so many Kemet fucking scriptures is crazy, bro. Like they know exactly.
They make everything that motherfucking.
If it's connected to us,
hell dear or motherfucking your words wrong, like you said, connected to.
If it's connected to us, they made it look bad, bro. 666. It's not bad. Six neurons, six electrons, six neutrons.
The swastika, neurons, protons, electrons. That's an African sign, the swastika. They just took it in. Yeah.
Bro, it's
an African peace symbol.
Listen, no, you want to know the illest part about this shit? This shit is they still use that symbol till this day. The recycle symbol. Where you think they got that shit from? The real swastika is a spiritual symbol. It means universal. Everything goes around in a fucking circle.
Right, a cipher.
From one, no matter what you do, and no matter if I was to tell you something right now at this table, we're building in a situation. No matter how accurate it may be. It's still going to go around until it gets back to me. Right. Whether it gets back to me and I clarify on what it is, it's still going, majority of what I said is still going to get around. So it's a cycle.
Right.
Life, that's what life is. Life is a cycle. Everything repeats itself no matter how many times you don't think it does.
It gotta it's be still done.
It's gonna be done.
It's gonna be done. Regardless of the fact of what life, how life goes and how life is. Everything works in the same form of fashion, just in different fucking timelines, bro.
Yo, I said this shit to myself earlier, right?
Nothing is original. Nah, I said.
Word. I don't know if I'm a genius or I'm just a dumb nigga. Right? I was saying to myself, I was cooking.
We had high moments. Listen, look.
And with that being said, this episode is always just like all episodes brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there, Gaslight 3.5. Holla at the guys.
That's
tonight
smoke.
We smoking on that mimosa. We lighting that mimosa. Mimosa.
Mimosa music.
I like this mimosa music. I like sweet.
Nah, what is this?
Nah, it's not. You can't. Mimosa's not sweet though.
It depends. Some places they put like
champagne.
Depending on what kind of champagne, because some champagnes are sweet.
If you use a courtyard, depending on which courtyard you use, it's not gonna taste too good.
It depends on how they make it.
Yeah. It depends on how they make it, because sometimes the wine be strong itself, so they try to doctor it up.
But majority of the time, they're really supposed to use Moscato.
They put some Alizé up in there.
It's really supposed
to
be
a white sparkling.
Right, but it's really supposed to be Moscato.
But I was saying to myself earlier, right? I'm like, yo, I don't know if I'm a genius or I'm dumb as hell. I was like, yo, if motherfuckers back at the change of an era, when we fucking started using fossil fuel, right? What if motherfuckers found another power source back then?
They did. They just did. What happened is they wanted to use.
I know
that.
Because
fossil fuel is not really fossil fuel. They
motherfucking chose a product that they can motherfucking break down with the oil. Oil can be broken down into so many different things.
You wonder why? Because
they was
going to
throw that shit.
They was going to
throw that shit. They was going to throw that shit in the garbage. You guys,
it was all waste material.
And they started using that shit, and it was running cold.
But this is what I'm saying.
That shit was all going in the garbage. That shit is cheap as hell. That's why
this is what I'm saying. If we found, if us as motherfucking human beings would have found a cleaner resource,
they got water,
bro.
They do.
Are we using it as a motherfucking everyday thing?
No, we're not.
This ain't up for discussion.
They're not going to let it happen.
I was saying to myself.
Right. They're not.
I was like, yo, if we would have found a cleaner way of motherfucking power, right? And then I started motherfucking thinking deeper. And that's when I started saying, like, am I a genius or am I dumb? Or am I just high? Because I'm start thinking, like, yo, the way of power that we use now is like combustion, and it's like a push. Mm-hmm. It's the push forward. Then I would start thinking, I was like, yo, why we ain't never use like the negative energy, the negative pull from something, right? So it's not motherfucking us pushing something, more of us getting pulled.
Because life is all about progress, and they want you to advance some form of life to go. No matter what, it's about moving.
Like we was just saying, time is already. It's already there. If you were to motherfucking jump into it, it'll pull you forward.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll pull you forward instead of you having to push and exhort the energy. Mm-hmm. It's already energy there.
Right.
All you gotta do is harness
that's for self, though.
And you know what I mean? Yeah, but that's, bro, don't think it's just for self.
Everybody,
because like, that's,
you gotta be part
nigga,
of the
room. If it's part of us,
you push,
it's part of this.
The pull is what comes from it.
Everything has a negative and a positive.
Something has already been moved.
Right, but at the end,
that's where I was like, yo, because at the end of the day, I was like, yo, bro, all that shit would be is negative gravity.
Well, no, we're in negative.
You feel me?
Put
it like this. Put it like
take a lot of power.
A black hole. You know how much power it takes to get out of a black hole?
Can't get out.
Exactly, bro. Because a black hole is that negative energy that's sucking.
So they say you can't
like
get out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if a motherfucker, I don't know.
Everything.
I mean, I feel
maybe like I'm tripping. Give me the comments. I don't think we're ready for that yet. They ain't ready.
No, don't say we because you got in the as a collective group.
I'm thinking this shit.
As a collective group, I'm only speaking on our group. As a collective, we are. Yeah.
That's why we made this podcast, though.
As a collective, but as far as the masses goes, I look at things this way. If we could reach 20 people, right, and only 5 people listen, them other 5 fucking people, 5 to 10 people or 5 to 15 people, whatever the case may be, is going to spread that word. The thing is not everybody's going to catch on to it because not everybody has the same brain pattern, same fucking pathways, or the same thoughts. The thing with people is they can't get discouraged by the shit that they're pushing or the shit that's being said or the shit that they're trying to get across because not everybody's going to listen. Facts. It's like a politician. Mm-hmm. Everybody going to give a fuck about what you're saying.
What the fuck you going
to
do?
What are you going to do for me?
Right. Exactly.
What are you going to do for me? That's really what it is. So in the aspect of that, everything still falls in the same line. What are you saying that fits my demographic? What are you saying that fits my life? You're not saying that it fits my life? Next video.
Next anything.
But, right, or next anything. But at the same time, the people that you do catch hold on to, you have to be like, all right, no, they gonna push it because at the same time, they're going to do their research as far as you telling them what the fuck to do. Because I look at it this way, any genius... If you consider yourself a genius, you're going to tell the person that you're teaching,
right,
to do their own research.
Exactly.
Right.
Because everybody learns differently.
Mm-hmm. You know.
No matter even if somebody's teaching you or if you're teaching yourself, everybody learns differently. More people are hands on. More people are at sight mm-hmm. or whatever.
Or memorization.
Yeah. Memorization.
You feel me? So it's like in the same aspect. You have to apply that to everything that goes on in fucking life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't just apply it to just one thing. A lot of that shit applies to life. You may think it don't apply to life, but that should apply to life, bro. Like, you have to take steps to the shit that you're doing. It has to be something going on. Like, it's deeper than what the fuck we may think, but no.
You are what you attract.
Exactly. It's called energy isn't created nor destroyed.
Exactly. Yeah. See, this is the shit that I be saying. Look, bro, I be thinking, I be tripping.
You feel me? You cannot create or you cannot destroy energy. Which is why
I stuck around long enough on the earth to learn some shit. You feel me?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I advise everybody, stick around long enough and learn some shit.
Not even just that. If you're sticking around long enough, read a fucking book.
Yeah, if you can't motherfucking... If you're not learning...
If you don't know... Listen, I'm going to give you a hint because a lot of people... I know a lot of people that don't do this. Because it was at a point... It's crazy because I didn't do it really at first until like later on. And that was just because... I just ran into some shit and I was like, yo, what the fuck does this word mean? And I just happened to look it up because I was reading a book. I did it or whatever. So I do my little bid or whatever. I'm locked in with a nigga. I had this book. It's a great book called fucking, I said, it's a great book. Not the fucking name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, the new Jim Crow. I'm sorry. Jim Crow.
The Alexander Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Bro. And a great book if you read it.
That's a good book.
That's an amazing book, bro. And I'm locked up with this dude, whatever. We in fucking if you in Jersey or whatever, you know where the Harbor House is. It's fucking halfway house and shit. Well, it's halfway house. This dude, I gave him a book. He like, yo, you got books, whatever. Let me read a book. He like, yo, but it's crazy because the way he talked was like he was the way if you listen to him. To how he talked, you thought he was a dumb nigga, but if you listen to the shit he was saying, he was really trying to learn some shit.
Right.
He was some street nigga that been doing a whole bunch of bids that was like, yo, like, I've been doing bids for too long. I need to learn. I need to do something in my time type shit. So fucking, I'm like, yo, he like, yo, you got a bunch of books, whatever. Let me get one of your books. Like, yo, I can read one of your books, whatever. So one of the books, I'm like, yo, just whatever book that you seem interested in, grab it. He grabs that book. Every time he had that book open, he had a dictionary right fucking next to him.
And that's how you're supposed to do it.
Every fucking time. So it was up. Right. So it was crazy. So I'd walk by and I laughed or whatever. So he like, yo, what you laughing? I said, bro, because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of niggas not gonna grab a book or whatever, and just because you don't know something, you're gonna grab a dictionary and have this shit open. So just get, while you're reading, you've run across, you're like, yo, what the fuck this shit mean? And you look it up.
Right.
That's the point. That's my thing is, that's how you learn how to read in most instances. Right. Because that's how you learn how to read if you think about it.
That's kind of like knowledge and understanding, right?
That really is comprehension. It's a part of comprehension, but it is knowledge and understanding.
That's knowledge and understanding too. Because if in order once you get the knowledge, you learn have the to word, understand then it first.
You find the meaning
you
of
could,
the word.
You can digest it, but if you don't know what you're fully digesting, you're not
exactly. You can read words,
right? But if you don't understand what it means, you're not fully taking in what it is.
Exactly.
Cause for example, just like a thesaurus. I used to always get a thesaurus because with a thesaurus, it teaches you. It's good for rappers because I feel like if you certain words you like
run
to
out
use,
words.
you could basically use a different word. You know what I'm saying? And plug it in different.
Same
but
thing,
right.
Yo, but it means the same.
If
thing,
you don't know what the word, word, if you don't know what the word means to right. begin with, then you might use it wrong. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's the dope shit about rappers like Jay. Like Jay, he knows the like how to. They say he like the master of double entendres. He knows how to have double meaning for the same shit. And you'll be listening to like a couple songs. Like I listen to shit, and then
when I was younger, I just was listening to it.
I didn't understand it. Now that I'm in my 30s,
because you got wisdom.
Exactly. So now I understand it.
Everybody has a different understanding.
But I had knowledge of Jay music. I knew the bars, but some of the bars was going over my head.
Now you have proper understanding.
Wu shit too, like a lot of Wu shit, like
because it took time for yo. Wu Tang was a quiet taste. You can think that you hearing nothing but good music, but the message was in there.
They using lessons, so if you're using the alphabet and using the math. People don't know it, so you can talk around a person,
breaking it down for them.
You can talk around a person, and they won't know what you're saying.
Sorry,
they're looking at you like, "What the fuck you just say?" But somebody know already what you just said.
Even something simple as this, like, "Alright, remember you was a kid."
Like you're like, "Yo, look at that culture cypher guard." You already know you're talking to that 40.
Right.
So it's, but if some people don't know. They're just listening. Like some people don't know. They hear it, they think it sounds cool. It's just a unique verbiage. That's it.
Exactly. Like that's all slang is. But even down to New York rappers,
when Snoop came out, nobody knew what they were talking about. That gang shit. It wasn't until that gang shit became popular. And then people started to know the language. People didn't know what
language. Big Sue Cali knew what they was talking about.
The gang members would know.
Even if they wasn't gang, Big Sue Cali knew. That's Cali lingo.
Right.
That's their culture.
They got a whole different language.
Just like Chicago. Chicago lingo was completely
different. The internet opened up.
The whole word lingo.
Yeah, nah, really. The whole word lingo is a now short. It's a short for language.
You know what capitalized off that too?
What?
E-40.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He had a whole slang
dictionary, bro.
That's his whole vibe. E-40 whole vibe is his slang.
That's he brought it. A lot of words out.
Like everything he says or creates words.
Right.
He circulates the words from.
I think Snoop Dogg
invented it. Is when you it's popular,
a, it's a
you
say shit certain
way, people copy.
Invented Bootylicious, but I heard Snoop Dogg say Bootylicious on a song way before a nigga knew Destiny's Child was.
Yo. Who made for Shizzle first?
I think E-40 started selling it, but then Snoop kind of popularized it.
Yeah. E-40 been talking
like that. He been talking like that for a long time, bro.
I
used to watch his old videos when I was like growing up. I used to watch a lot of his old videos.
For Shiggity.
Sprinkleman.
Shiggity.
Slurricane. Sipping on the Slurricane.
He said, and no, the crazy thing about it was when they had what movie they had him in when he was in it. That was Paper Soldiers, right?
Three strikes.
He was in another one too.
Yeah, he was in a couple movies.
Another one of those.
But he was in it. He was in there being himself. Three
straight movies.
Right. Like talking all that Cali slang.
On the phone, for sugar. I'm gonna come through and slay sleet on the slide.
Yo, real talk
for Shiggity.
Real talk. I kind of feel like Pootie Tang kind of does E-40 kind of like on some Pootie Tang shit in a little way.
He was
Pootie Tang before Pootie Tang.
Yeah.
Because there's some shit niggas didn't know he was talking about, but it got popularized. Some stuff did and some stuff didn't.
What that shit happened over there anyway?
What?
Pootie Tang? Where did shot
Pootie Tang?
I think Pootie Tang was supposed to be. It was supposed to be New York.
Was it?
It was.
I don't know.
Fact check.
Pootie Tang was everywhere.
Nah, it really was.
I'm going to sign your pity on the running kind. Shout out to you, my Damien.
I watch that shit every day, bro.
Yo, bro.
The funniest part of Pootie Tang is when...
That shit came out in 2001.
What?
Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang.
Yeah.
Yo.
Dirty D.
Damn it.
That nigga hustled in some motherfuckers. Yeah, dirt in the jail. That nigga was like, nigga.
He said they got me here going crazy taking showers.
He goes on his power. He washed his car.
That nigga put him in the car wash. That nigga was. He came out shiny.
With the white make and everything.
He goes on his power.
That shit was hilarious.
And he had old boy from The Wire too in that shit.
Pootie Tang is forever a fucking classic, bro. That is a hood classic.
Yeah,
that shit hilarious.
Chris Rock repeat.
Because it started off with a sketch on the show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Originally,
I'm about to go get something to eat.
He's come on to be a guest.
Chris Rock show. He'd be a guest. He'd be on stage. He been in comedy movies for a long time. Remember in CB4 where he punched a nigga in the casket?
Yo, that shit was hilarious.
He'd be like, you got my money? Yeah. I mean, yo, that shit was funny as hell. Where's my money? Where's more? Yo, but let's jump. Let's jump into these topics, yo. Pass the phone around, so if y'all ain't see the footage of mass purse stealing from Short Hills.
Listen, I'm gonna let y'all know.
We gonna give y'all
definition of what mass is. Mass means more than four, right? But they mean more than four in the urban community sense. So right.
Look.
Oh, they're just grabbing bags and running. And this is one store.
I ain't seen that part.
This is just one store.
Push it to your
bro.
Smash it, bang.
Smash and grab. But at the I don't believe it was $125,000 worth of bags, bro. I know the bags are expensive.
That's a lot of bags. You can steal that much.
What?
It's at 25 bags.
They're not gonna. They're not. What mall is that?
Short Hills.
They're not having them expensive ass bags in Short Hills.
I'm not saying the real expensive ones.
Yeah.
I mean certain shit, but they got $4,000, $5,000 bags.
No, that's fine. That's
easy. $20,000 bags.
I'm talking about at least twenty or above. Bro,
they got $20,000 bags.
Yeah, insurance covering all
bag shit right there.
They got crocodile bags.
In certain stores, everything is insurance covered. This is what I'm saying, because in order for you to understand, you have to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for you to understand, you have to understand. So, right, I believe that these motherfuckers, you know how you rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
and say the bank robber stole $300,000, right,
mm-hmm.
from the bank.
Sure.
But what was it? Reported was they stole $1 million from the bank. $9 million. Not even.
Because that's a lot of money, bro. They don't even keep that much in the bank.
$9 million.
They don't keep that much in the bank.
Whatever the fuck we had in there.
Right. But
they came.
They stole. No, but look. But they do that, though. Mm-hmm. They're lying and say that much, though.
Nigga, why not?
Say they stole a million. Say they stole a million or whatever.
For insurance purposes, they're going.
Exactly.
I'm going to give me a new one.
Like, come on. It's cool. You got to realize, bro, these big businesses understand how insurance shit works. And they understand how fraud. They understand. They got loopholes. They don't have them, but they know how. All right, they got people in place. Like, oh, all right, well.
Shout out to the loopholes.
This is what you do X, Y, and Z, whatever, and they can't say that it's not there because it'll come up missing.
I just want to get
mind down. You.
I'm trying to find out how I'm getting. Bro,
damn, let me get up.
I don't need 80 billion.
I know for a fact.
The crazy thing about this is, the crazy thing about this is a lot of people don't understand that whole scenario is old. They had a fucking video. This is when fucking MySpace was out.
Goddamn.
It was like a fucking scenario of
shout out to MySpace.
Word. Nigga robbing the bank.
All these stuff. It's got to be train robberies.
These two dudes robbing the bank or whatever. And what was reported on the news was not what they got. They robbed the bank for $250,000. What was reported, I think it was like an extra $200 or like, I think like an extra $150 to $250, whatever. But it was more than what they took. So they like, the fuck? We didn't even get that. We took $250. We said, look at this shit, like it's an old video, but at the same time, that's how that part of the game works. That's a part of the system when you're
playing. It's like bringing your house
when you're playing with the banking system, bro.
Your car, like you said, with the car shit. You try to get it. It's like a lawsuit. That's what you're doing. You're suing. It's like a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. How much can I get?
We're
20 million.
We apologize.
I would settle off for seven. Bad.
We apologize and we dropping jewels and telling them. We really try to tell them pops.
It's a dirty game.
Keep your motherfucking nose clean.
You know how it go. Money, holes, and clothes.
Keep your nose clean.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, like.
That's it.
Too many motherfuckers be brown nosing.
The name is already
crazy. Keep your motherfucking nose clean.
Pump me a motherfucking brakes, man.
You got professional brown noses. Listen, out there that make it hard.
Slow money is still slow money is still money at the end of the day, bro.
Nah, facts. Money is money.
Like no but matter all how, money like, ain't good money. All money ain't good money. I tell you, that's one thing. That's 100% fact. All
you gotta
money
be,
is not
you gotta
good
be
money.
Ready for the consequence.
Exactly.
Yo, prepare for the fucking worst. You know what I mean? You got him off the help. What the. My bro said this shit the best. He was like, proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Bro. Yeah, the five P's.
Five P's, man.
Another one.
I can't even say if you didn't play sports.
That shit just comes right back
there.
My theory on life.
Nah,
you know,
really.
Just
that's
stick the fuck around, bro.
That's it. That's
stick around.
Just make it to the next day.
One of my favorite quotes from Lil Wayne, he said, pray for the best, but still prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always going to be optimistic. I'm always going to have well wishes. I'm always going to manifest.
I'm
going to
pray that everything
I'm still
happens,
prepared.
Bro.
I'm still prepared.
But
if I got to start from scratch.
Bro.
Every day I think about that.
Sometimes you never know. You might have to start from scratch.
I'm going to put on the seat, bro. I'm going to steal my fucking, you know what I mean?
That's why I enjoy life a lot, because I always, this shit be old fast.
You know what made me think about that? You know what really made me think about that shit, and I keep talking about it? The finale of Snowfall. How, he was chasing after that money, He ended up, his mom's with the jail, he lost his pops, his best friend stopped fucking with him.
Everything lost.
And
anything.
Like his whole life fell into shambles. But all his vision was to get back where he was at.
If you pay attention to what they were saying, he ended up just like his pops. His pops was the same exact way. His pops was getting it. His pops was out there, whatever. This is that.
Pops is a Black Panther too, though.
Exactly, but his pops was getting it. And he understood that. He understood the dynamic of what the fuck was going on. Right. All right, I'm out here selling. You know what? I'm out here selling drugs. I realize I'm destroying these motherfuckers. So let me chill out. But at the same time. Him trying to reform, fucked him up. It was at a difficult time back then. Times was completely different.
Yeah.
It was we were still dealing with segregation.
The drug was
We still doing some ways.
We still and some fuck we in some states they still in some states they still got it.
Yeah.
They still got sundown states. Sundown like we were talking states. About before. Like
if you don't I mean, know sundown, what sundown, sundown state
not,
is,
no, sun, I'm a sundown towns, not sundown, sundown states. Town. Sundown towns. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It don't put the whole state because they'll motherfucking try and fry us.
Fuck that shit.
You know what I mean? But yeah, sundown towns, they do exist.
All right, so let me ask y'all a question, right? And this is sort of like our topic for our debate, right? So, and it started off from something I saw on my expert opinion, but I'm changing it around a little bit for us. So, do y'all feel like slavery was more of a... was slavery a choice? That's the first start of the topic.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a choice. It was never a fucking choice. Slavery was never a choice because you have to realize...
They had nowhere to go.
In order for you to know what to have a choice.
What other option was it? Death.
In order to be a choice, we would have got kidnapped. You got taken.
It wasn't like they came in, it was an option.
The evolution of slavery.
A lot of people took motherfuckers.
Killed men.
They broke a lot of families.
Had babies and women.
Yo,
raised the boys. Fucking had them doing all types of incest.
They broke the family so bad. Like, come people on, don't man. Say how bad they did.
They did so much fucking damage.
Generational trauma.
It's genetic.
You gotta think about it. You don't even speak your language.
You don't know nothing of your land.
Even though we civilized the planet, it's still not.
They try to make it sound like it wasn't no black people. You're not with your customs.
You're not doing.
They always try to make it sound like it wasn't no black people.
At the end of the day, they put it in writing.
Three-fifths of a man.
Mm-hmm. What were they saying when they got
this,
here?
This is what they.
The thing is, they broke a lot of families coming over here when you said the father.
None of the shit that they were writing as laws and shit. Had us Jamaica, as motherfucking
kids, included. You can't speak your language. That language
since
is
the fucking foundation of this shit.
Right.
So how you on motherfucking base?
You know how powerful
the
that
future
is?
Right now to that Latin? You right. can't. You can't, motherfucker.
Go back to your country.
Those motherfuckers owned slaves.
Right.
So they weren't talking about having freedom and equality from. They weren't.
This is my freedom and quality for them and their
Maybe you can say I'm going to my grandfather's house. Come on. They're motherfucking Botswana. I'm going to my grandfather's house in Botswana. Or my uncle's house out in Kenya. They ain't even beef with black motherfuckers over here. They're not beef.
It's different. The culture that we raised.
Because they
in,
said, damn, y'all really conform. Y'all really conform.
That's different.
They said, look at us. Like, y'all really down with them. And I mean, I was young talking to Africans. He's like, yo, we'd have been wild out over here. He said, yo, we'd have been had some shit on the, like, it'd have been like a little, and then boom, we'd have blew this motherfucker up. Hell no. Sweet. Y'all just sat here and let this shit happen.
Listen.
That's how they look at it. But they don't understand.
Y'all try it.
They don't understand the torment.
Right. We all right over here.
That put you, they don't understand the torment that put you there. Right. When you can't go.
See?
They got a country. You got a country behind you. You can't get reparations because you ain't. What are you? Who are you? Who are you paying this money to?
Bro.
That's why they gonna pay reparations. Because who are they paying it to?
Right.
You have nobody backing you. There's no. You're not tied to nothing. Black American ain't fucking.
You can't.
Not,
yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Too many people from different regions of the continent to say. To generalize.
You can get the money if you can find out where you from, who you are.
You gotta trace your
lineage. I hate the fact that motherfuckers really sit back and
California paying it, some states. Some parts of Chicago paying it. Illinois is paying it.
And put
Germany paid reparations to
the atmosphere
over there. They paid them from billions of dollars. It wasn't that many people.
It wasn't niggas trying to fucker, rebel, and fight back against slavery. You can't get it over here because you're not tied enough.
Not even that.
You think it wasn't a whole bunch of buck-nick? What the fuck?
Think about all the people that didn't even make it here, bro. They died because they said
death is better than slavery.
So in a way, it was a choice then.
It wasn't a choice because you have to realize some people thought they were able to jump in the water. They shackled in the bottom of a fucking boat.
But these niggas had to fight. All right, bro, what about once you get here? Yeah. What about once they got here?
Some people thought long term, bro.
You gotta realize. Look. So when you come, you seeing other black people, you saying.
Not even just that.
And you seeing, you gotta understand how deep this shit gets. When we already civilized shit, so when you start seeing shit from your land here,
in your head, you're saying, wait a minute, you gotta realize, people don't understand that mental manipulation is the first step to everything, bro. They get mental manipulation. If they can get
motherfuckers gonna willingly, yo, niggas lying to motherfuckers and
hating. Killing motherfuckers for teaching a language. They killing motherfuckers for.
Bro, if you was trying,
they put shackles on you and gave you a Bible and put you in a fucking boat, nigga.
Food and they dread and how to food and
they
in.
The way that they had the people shackled, like the level of discomfort and the level of torture that was.
Think about it. Like worse than an animal.
But you know what's so crazy? But think about this. Hold on. I want to ask a logical question though, right? I want to ask a logical question that people that a lot of people a lot of people don't think. Hold on, wait. I want to ask a logical question.
A different type of level.
I want to ask a logical question that people don't normally think about, right? If we was brought over here in slave ships, where are the slave ships? Now look, wait.
Got every other boat.
Look, no, listen,
they
listen, got listen, listen, they got listen. Every listen. Other motherfucking if
sea bearing motherfucking vehicle.
If not saying that we wasn't brought over here. Not saying that we weren't brought over here on boats, but a lot of our ancestors.
Where's the Mayflower?
Start here.
It's already here.
You know what the Mayflower is in a museum, right? But you know, Massachusetts, it's too big. You're not big. They got shit for big ass planes. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is, as big as the if you read any of the Mayflower books, before the Mayflower, they give you a depiction of how big the Mayflower was back then. Yeah, they give you
understand back then they thought the sky was falling on the snow because back then that was big.
You're talking about before the time I'm talking about though.
I'm saying they got shit now that.
But at the same time, it should be a blueprint or they got that shit somewhere.
They have it. They probably have some shit in another country.
I'm not saying that we didn't come here on it. I'm saying, where is the fucking boats? Like, where are they?
You'll see the pictures. They'll show you a piece of it.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying they won't show us where the boat, even if it's sunk.
It's like where the hanging post at. Where the shackles at. Yeah, they got them.
Yeah, but they won't show us the exact... Because you got to realize... You're not destroying that...
I watched this video with this white lady. She said she from up there... Connecticut or Massachusetts, one of those spots. I think Massachusetts. Yeah, Massachusetts. And she said they found some shit in the basement of the church and they found out that their family owned slaves. And they was running molasses back and forth to the Caribbean. And their family was down with that shit up in Massachusetts. And she said she felt so, and she told that they sat down with the family and told the family, like, ooh, a lot of them felt uncomfortable. Some of them just leave it alone. She said, nah, because they have money. She's like, we want to pay for this to be
reparations.
So they had all so much paperwork of all this shit going on. And then we want to pay money. So other family members didn't want to do it because that's going to take for them.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it. And she was giving out people, a lot of money.
Whoever that is, she dope.
But you gotta look at it.
Point blank.
That should be happening a lot.
But it does though.
It happens
bro.
A lot of people. So much money they gotta pay. That they like can't the ones pay it, bro.
They can't pay it. Human beings.
They can't pay it, that's what they owe. You know they mean? Can't. It's immeasurable.
I want to say millennials.
If they can pay for the Holocaust ain't even close to what happened. Yeah, but 3 years. Compared to what?
Bro. 400? Bro, yeah. Exactly. And the crazy thing about it is. The dude, what's his
ain't
name?
Ain't no comparison. You can't pay that.
What's
that's,
that?
That's, what is it? Past trillion. That's too much money.
Bro.
For real.
It's too much. You have to give too much.
The interest and everything.
Well, we can't pay you because they money off on them anyway. Well, so now, no taxes forever. This and this forever.
Free everybody housing. Get 10 mil. And motherfucking no taxes
not even,
forever.
Not even that.
You black people realize, never got to pay taxes. Bro, yo, we've been paying taxes.
That's not enough.
We've been paying taxes, land. Bro.
They got to give states up.
Listen. We have been paying taxes, bro.
Listen.
We motherfucking made this shit, bro.
They have to give up states.
If every you want to
they
lie,
don't
they
have to. They don't have to.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a short intermission.
That's why they're not going to do it.
They're not.
Be right back.
Not even just.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
Window in search of any Nintendo DVDs, plasma screen TVs in the trunk. We made a right, they made a left, they made a right, they made a left. We was just circling life, my mama called. Kicking it, I should have told her I'm probably about to catch my first offense with the homies. But they made a right, they made a left, they made a right, then another right. One lucky night with the homies.
Hey, that's regular. You find that I'm getting paid. Oh, there. I think you hit the wrong blunt though. Oh, which way?
No, bro. You got a ball. You got to call a ball. Fucking smoking the selection, bro. That I've been smoking been crazy. This motherfucker, as you can see, we were smoking that fucking mimosa right now. I've been smoking fucking let me see. What else was it? like last episode, the apples and bananas. That shit's crazy.
Apples and bananas.
I had some OG sour. Hey,
wait, we can't sing that. That's a bad song.
It's a bad song?
Yes. The origin of it is terrible.
What's that?
Bad man.
No man.
Yo, y'all, did y'all hear about what happened with Chef G and Sleepy Hollow?
Got a rat in their clip, bro.
Somebody's telling.
That's critical, bro.
Somebody's telling.
What happened, man? They got locked up.
Yeah.
32 people.
Word, bro.
32 people got grabbed up. 140 count indictment.
140. That's close.
30 people?
Bro, them niggas.
32.
They say Rico yet?
It's pretty much that's what it sounds
that's,
like.
That's what it, but now nah, that's.
But Chef G and them, they,
police came and got him. It wasn't like. It was,
it's a gang bust, so.
They locking all gangs up. That's what they're doing.
That's all, yeah, that's all they really Rico's doing.
They doing the gang right into the mob.
A sweep.
If a body dropped under somebody's flag.
The East Coast not gonna
and
have
you're
that.
And you're tied to it. And you're tied to it.
Money, if it's money involved. They're not doing
what Cali did. Cali let the gang shit pop. New York can have that shit.
Y'all yeah, claim some. It's money involved. A body too drops.
Too much bread, bro. No. They got rid of the mob.
It's over.
Well, they ain't get rid of the mob. It's there, but it's low.
It says Chef G they facing up to 25 years.
They cover that gang shit. They gonna do this gang shit same way.
Just came home.
Right. Oh, you want to rap? Ain't you banging? Home. Oh, what are you doing? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yo, bro.
You could rap. You could be a singer and be a gangbanger. You ain't got to be hood.
Bro, look at Chris Brown.
Same bag.
I knew he was going to say that.
You ain't got to talk crazy. Dude wants to talk crazy so bad, bro. They want to talk crazy so bad.
He the first one.
He's going to be crazy so bad.
For real. He really like the first one to do that.
Bang and be singing.
And
bang and sing.
And act. And acting.
Word.
Hey, I mean.
Yeah, like, first nigga to do it, bro.
Ray J. He's one of the first ones to have a reality show other than after Flavor Flav. It was
yo, really I swear to God.
They like
about,
the OGs of that VH1 shit, bro.
I don't know about everybody, but I look at motherfucking, like, on the motherfucking, like, the culture. Fucking, what is that? Mount Rushmore?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have motherfucking Ray J. Mm-hmm.
For reality
TV. Soulja Boy.
For reality TV.
50 Cent.
Absolutely.
Jay-Z. That's motherfucking.
Ray J was wild for a long time, though. Like, people don't even know.
He like the OG. He like the OG. They're pioneers in that reality TV.
Bro.
They're pioneers in that reality TV shit. Him and Flavor Flav was the first two to get a show on
VH1.
I didn't watch that shit. I seen Flavor
of
Love.
See, I'm in love with Ray J.
I gotta replace motherfucking. I gotta replace Hov.
With
Flavor Flav.
For reality. Yeah, Flavor Flav was like one of the first ones to get a show with that shit. Flav yo, because first they had to show the Surreal Life first, remember? They had the Surreal Life.
Yeah.
And then after that, he was the
white,
first.
With the
yeah.
total white lady.
The yeah, chick that played him, Bridget.
Bridget
from,
Nielsen.
Yeah, from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
She was motherfucking the chick in
Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop, too.
Ah.
That's what I remember from Conan.
Conan the Barbarian, right?
This was Barbarian. The sword.
Yeah.
That was the dude that played Hercules, too, right?
And that's what, I think she the reason why I started liking gangster bitches.
I want a gangster boogie.
I want a gangster bitch.
Like a tough bitch. Like, hey, bitch, you can wrestle a tiger.
Gangster boogie.
Let's go.
I've never let wrestle.
I want a gangster boogie.
Tough bitches give you a no.
That's my shit, though. I got to play, like, I do want to play a little bit of that shit. That's my shit.
Oh, Apache?
Yeah.
Oh,
that shit was hard.
That's like 8th grade.
Oh, he's from Jersey, but not Jersey City. Right?
No. That's like 8th grade.
Apache from Nope.
He got killed, right?
Yeah.
Yo, y'all watch 7 Seconds?
Yeah, I seen
do that. Do I watch 7 Seconds?
That shit wild.
What the fuck is 7 Seconds?
This shit came out like in 2018.
Yo, this beat was hard, though.
In Jersey City, I took shit out in Liberty Park.
Yeah, some young boy got hit by a car, whatever.
Yeah, I did. What you call it? What's her name? Fucking Regina King was in it, right?
Yeah.
So,
very,
son.
Very sweet nigga.
Yeah, cover that shit up.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's how they move.
That's fucked up, yo, because Mary Street is fucking. I swear to God, bro. We on YouTube. Remember. Damn.
You know what it is.
Do you know what today is?
Somebody gotta get LeBron from the body, man.
Nigga, yeah. How you run down with a free, yo, bro? Nigga,
from the body.
Yo, for anybody that watched that shit,
the NBA is crooked and fixed.
Bro, the shit is a fucking script. It's a movie. Hmm. Y'all watching this shit just for pure entertainment.
This shit
don't put
is
no money on shit.
This shit is the sports version.
Come on, bro.
If you want to go to the entertainment route and bet how.
If you get the script,
this shit the sports version of Love and Hip Hop.
You can play. You can be a billionaire.
Right.
If you get the script, you can be a billionaire. Find the motherfucker with the script. Matter of fact, we about to. We might have the script.
I seen some shit on Twitter. It said Lakers in six.
We might have the script, yeah.
You said Lakers in six.
Leaked up. Mm-hmm. Who got the script, yo? Who got the script?
That's your last time. I'm taking the Lakers tomorrow. The script said Lakers. They said the Lakers in six. One of them tickets gone had a Lakers.
Ooh.
I want to see the script right.
Yo, I'm saying it right
the script
here.
Said,
live.
They said Miami tonight.
I'm
Miami
saying it
won.
Right here live, right? The motherfucking sports show is going to be called The Script. Stick to the script, yo.
Stick to the script.
Stick to the fucking script.
Word
is
born.
This
that's
is
the
fucking
that's,
eat
that's,
up too old.
Lakers stick to the script. Elite though, nigga. The fucking script.
Oh, yeah. We're heat up too old. Lakers down too old. Damn, that's rough,
bro. Yeah. Know,
Nuggets up too old. Yep.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, come on, LA. I got to get it together, man.
I watch Boston. I watch Miami come Chicago. Back and kick
wow,
Boston
wow.
ass.
But y'all saw Angie Stone drop the new album?
Word.
Angie Stone.
Yeah,
that name in a long time, man.
Word.
Most anticipated.
She was on Vlad.
Yeah, she said she was right. I forgot what she said she was writing for.
She wrote for fucking what?
Oh,
I read all of them.
Old school group. Oh, yeah. Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's crazy?
Sugar Hill Gang.
As soon as you said, her name, I automatically thought of fucking Jaguar Wright.
Jaguar Wright? Oh, yeah. She,
why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Roots?
I don't know.
Oh, y'all know who the Soul Quarians is? Y'all ever heard of the Soul Quarians?
Heard of them.
I heard
it's sound familiar, but
y'all know who the Soul Quarians are, but don't even realize you know who the Soul Quarians are.
Soul Quarians, yeah,
I don't know.
Soul Quarians is kind of like Soul Quarians is kind of like how Native Tongue was. You know how Native Tongue was like
for who?
The Native Tongues when it was.
Where were they based?
Neo soul artists
out of Philly,
New York, a couple places.
I know
but it basically was all. It was
groove.
All. It was all the neo soul artists that at that time that was popping. So it was D'Angelo, Bilal,
okay.
A couple trumpet players, Erykah Badu, Common, Q-Tip, The Roots, a
bunch of Philly,
Jill
names.
Scott. Basically, the whole neo soul movement,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of them was all they was doing a lot all their music in Electric Lady, which is Jimi Hendrix, the studio Jimi Hendrix founded,
yeah.
And they was collaborating like on each other's albums like Voodoo. D'Angelo album Voodoo, the second album. Didn't You Know? Mama's Gun. That album was hard. Like Water for Chocolate, Common's album. I would have come close on there and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. No, cause the reason I asked cause they had them in a bracket. They got these brackets on BET, where they're trying to find the best hip hop crew of all time. And they're putting like old school groups in brackets with new school groups, and like some of them ones they don't
match up.
Yeah, they had like Dreamville with Wu-Tang. I was like, what?
Bruh, see, that's why you can't go off of somebody that's sitting behind a desk in somebody's office that's not nowhere near.
Who's your A&R?
You know what I mean? A mountain climber that plays an electric guitar.
Man, who the fuck? They got YMCMV versus No Limit.
Stop what you're doing.
That's been going on.
So Def versus Dungeon Family.
That's 30 years ago.
You're done.
So Def or a Dungeon Family.
You're done, bro.
So Def or Dungeon Family.
So Def. This is so done.
So Def or Dungeon Family.
Alright, So
Def. They got more. Dungeon Family.
I'm going Dungeon Family, bro.
Dungeon Family dope.
Dungeon Family had bigger artists. Yeah. Social Death had more artists.
Not more than Dungeon Family.
If you take OutKast,
they had more artists than Dungeon Family.
Alright, who?
You got Goody Mob, OutKast.
Goody Mob faded a long time ago, bro.
How many artists from Social Death really still relevant right now? Other than the Brat and Bow Wow. And from what Bow Wow said, he never was signed to So Def. Jermaine just
missed.
I think it was Def Row.
Mm-hmm. First he was. He was with Def Row first.
Definitely. Until Snoop signed that nigga over. Just fucking Jermaine.
Yeah.
And he's so good. Ta-da, Bow Wow, motherfucker.
Well, Snoop gave him the name.
Don't matter.
But still, yeah. Check.
Jermaine gave him the motherfucking spotlight.
They ate off him. They both ate off him.
Jermaine was motherfucking blessing. Y'all
burn. Bow Wow was bad. A lot of that money was getting fucked up.
No, it's not even.
Jermaine seen that shit in the fucking cards, bro.
That happens to all
kids. He seen that shit in the long run.
It's not even fair. They said Death Row versus
NWA. It worked with him. Being a young motherfucker, being young black, and motherfucker having the opportunity, everybody wanted to see that young energy. That's why everybody kept his young ass around when he was motherfucking coming into the game.
Bow Wow?
No, Jermaine Dupri. Nigga was young as hell.
He had family in the game.
Well, I got to go off y'all.
That nigga was young as hell, bro. He was moving around everywhere.
It's just pops in the industry, uncle, whatever. So.
Rough Riders versus G-Unit.
Bro, who list is this, yo? Where you get this list from?
It's on BET.
Nah, bro. Get that shit the fuck out of here. I'm not on no BET list. I'm not. No.
Rough Riders destroyed,
man. I'm not doing that.
That's too much heat, bro. DMX.
Locks.
Oh, you got it.
Drag on.
Oh, you got it. Really, Banks and 50.
And Buck. At one point.
That's not enough, bro.
Tony Ayo.
Nigga, you had motherfucking D-Block alone. Just motherfucking. Word. Jada,
they already destroyed.
Just dumb. Ain't nobody say nothing about motherfucking
coming out. They already beat them in the battle.
Exactly. So that's a done up deal. That's not even a list, man. That need to be discussed.
Them pollens is hitting everybody. Man. Them pollens getting everybody.
Pollen's getting everybody.
Even that smoke on me. That smoke be making me sneeze.
Smoke everybody.
I mean, pause sometimes. Like, boom, like, God.
Smoke.
But yeah, I don't know. The battery.
It said No Limit versus Rap-A-Lot.
Bro, stop with that list.
No. I'll be the
next topic.
Who be putting this together?
For real.
Oh,
God. We're going to talk about the man that died in a construction fire.
Yeah, that was
in South Park Mall.
That wasn't just one fire, though. That was like a couple fires all in one.
Yeah.
And it was spreading from place to place.
He couldn't get out?
He was on a construction site.
How the fuck he couldn't get out of construction
site?
They say he's going live?
Yeah, he's alive. Mm-hmm. He's like, help! Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fire, bro.
Yeah, is that the first thing motherfuckers do now?
I'll jump out the window.
Is the first thing that motherfucker do is pick up their phone and go live?
He gets stuck on a construction site. DeMonte's
father, he rushed to the scene after DeMonte's mother told him there was a fire.
I'm still in shock.
Black, white?
Really black numb black about the whole situation.
They hoped that Cheryl would survive, but they believe he died. Now, we need to stress that the fire department has not notified the family, but Campbell tells us that Cheryl's job told him.
Then I got in contact with his boss man, and that's when his boss let me know that it was him.
Cheryl's mother told us that she watched the last horrible moments of her son's life on Facebook Live with him pleading for help and praying that he would find a safe space. We are not showing that video out of respect for the family.
But just from the live and the way the room filled up with smoke, I didn't see it being any hope at that time.
Cheryl's parents tell me that he was a good man and father to four children, aged 13, 12, 10, and 5
Nah, bro, you going to hell, bro.
And that he took money to provide for them.
You going to hell, bro.
He said, I'm going to jail.
Nah, bro, you going to hell, bro.
Caring person.
He's like 30 years old. R.I.P. to the guy's name is Damonte Sherrill.
So he was like,
he died in the construction fire.
That's fucked up though. Damn, bro. Yeah, bro. So, what did I hear? Well, I be on. Yo, there's a couple of, that's why you gotta stay on. Hey, stay on, stay aggressive. If once you try to relax, that's not bullshit. You ain't on point.
Right.
That's crazy. You go to work and you gonna come home, it's over.
Crazy. 30 years old, that's young too.
Or yeah, younger than oldest.
I don't understand why this isn't an actual holiday. But
Malcolm X's birthday?
Yeah. I want to say happy birthday. Respect due to Malcolm X.
Right. He would have been 98 years old if he was alive still. He was born in 1925. May 19th, 1925
Hey, he died. He wouldn't
have that long. He died like a couple months before his 40th birthday.
That's what I'm saying. He died at 39. Wouldn't have that long, but he wouldn't have died the way he died.
Died at 39. They was basically talking about how Pac
stuck around for a while.
They're talking about how Pac did so much and only be 25.
Yeah.
Like if you really do look at his life, like and his like his scheme or like his work ethic and the things that he did in that time span. That's impressive, bro. At 25, most people, at 25, me thinking of myself.
Yeah, lifetime worth of work.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's basically like, you know, he knew he was only here for a certain amount of time. So he seized the moment and
kept it. He loved what he did. So he got in his
nigga pushed that shit to the limit. He called that anything that he motherfucking wanted. Anything that he called for. That's what came to him.
He crashed out.
You know what I mean? He put it all out there to let motherfuckers know exactly. Yo, bro, this motherfucker stayed in his fucking studio to the point where he had years of motherfucking. It's probably still motherfucking pop verses that's just sitting somewhere on hard drives.
On a vault.
Mm-hmm. You understand that? That's what I'm talking about. Years.
Mm-hmm. He had at least a what? What
you get an everlasting verse from
yeah, four albums Pop, out. Nigga. Four albums out when he died, right?
And I know he done put some shit out. He done motherfucking King across some shit.
Yeah, the Tupacalypse Now, Strictly for My Niggas. Me Against the World. All Eyes on Me. And then the double CD. And then Machiavelli. So that's five, right?
It's they count the double CD as two CDs.
Yeah. Until the end of the time, that shit was hard too. And what's the other one? Are You Still Down? Are You Still Down? That one was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Better Days.
Bro. Albums at the Tupac albums. Tupac and the Outlaws.
This shit's going like 5-6 million. Five times plat. He dropped them shit, bro. Mm-hmm. He
multiple
dead
motherfucking albums, bro.
Right.
Remember the mixtapes? Machiavelli 1, Machiavelli 2, Machiavelli 3. Oh, mad mixtapes.
Nigga was dropping mad.
The Outlaws was fire, too.
That's when you're going at the Fugees. They're like, oh, you should pop at the Fugees. He did.
You gotta understand that he stayed in the fucking studio, bro. Mm-hmm. This nigga will record and record and record and record. Record.
Yeah, they said he wouldn't even let them mix the songs. He'd be like, "Yo, just go to the next one. Just keep that shit running. I'm gonna do this track. All right, keep that shit running. Do this now."
Raw ass motherfucking tracks. Raw. Just take the right motherfucker to hear that shit and put it together.
But they also was saying that the dope shit about Death Row was that they was they was giving each other songs for their projects. Yeah. So if you know what I mean, the Dog Pound really, I ain't gonna lie, the Dog Pound really gave Pac a lot of shit on their album.
Corrupt
on All Eyes. I mean,
Corrupt was giving the
stuff. Daz too, nigga.
Hell right. Shit.
Daz too, because yeah. Daz is making the beats.
Yeah.
Ambitious was Daz's beat.
Nigga, the whole shit.
Two of America Most Wanted was a Dog Pound beat.
Gotta think about it, bro.
I got my mind made up. Was
you got a motherfucking
hey shit?
What do you call that shit?
California Love with Dre song.
Damn, I want to say a Hive Mind, but you got a motherfucking
California Love shit. Big. That was a big.
That beat was hard.
When that shit came out,
that beat was
hard. What in the fuck is the word that I'm looking for?
California,
right.
That shit dropped.
And then he had Zapp and Rogers on there too.
That shit was crazy.
He had Zapp and Rogers on there too.
We got a group of motherfuckers that all.
That's crazy what happened with them though.
Motivated and like minded to make music.
That's crazy what happened with them though.
That shit motherfucking just like a brainstorm.
Zapp and Rogers? That story is like really a tragedy.
You know how much motherfucking good music just come from a jam session?
Hell yeah. Especially back in them days. Yo, but see, I feel like now.
That little quick jam session, you know what I mean? Shout out to Boris, the motherfucker in the Barnyard Studio. Just let this.
I'm done.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Barnyard Studio. Shout out to motherfucking R.P. Boris. That jam session.
A.R.E.
But that jam session that we did in the Barnyard.
Right.
Just jamming out.
Hell yeah.
Just chilling. Niggas laying down
That band, the band, yo, it was dope with the concept, but he just, at the time, it just was like, we didn't have the time schedule.
That nigga, yo, on some real life shit, Boris was on some, he wanted to be motherfucking, like, the Black Clyde Davis.
Barry Gordy,
he wanted to be Barry Gordy. He thought it was going to be Motown out the basement.
Mm-hmm.
He could have got it, though.
Nah, he had
it. He could have had it. He could have got it.
Yo, he had podcast equipment no before bullshit. Podcasting. Remember we was on that shit? How long ago? Remember that live? What was that shit called? Ustream?
Mm-hmm.
We was on that shit. That was way before podcasting. That was like 2010? 2009?
Yeah.
I was young as shit. We was doing that shit.
Trying to stay above the curve, bro.
Yeah.
Ahead of the shit that was coming.
Hell yeah.
Shooting video. Yo, bro, I was shooting videos and shit and all that. That. Shooting videos and everything.
Right.
That shit was motherfucking. So it was different. But now, this shit is a fucking everyday thing. Everybody motherfucking got a goddamn mic setup, camera.
Mm-hmm. What about John Morant? How y'all feel about that situation?
This nigga.
He didn't do anything illegal, but
he just harm his image.
If you leave any child to their vices, bro,
he's drawing the wrong attention to him.
They're gonna do some dumb shit.
He's doing some dumb shit, and he's a jerk.
If you leave any child to their vices,
he want to be down.
And I look at him as a child.
He got a bag. His
father went around listening to fucking NBA YoungBoy. That's how I know. That's how I separate motherfucking adults from children. If I put NBA YoungBoy on, and a motherfucker know it word for word, and start motherfucking doing gun fingers, yeah, bro, yeah, I'm sorry.
Something going on because he obsessed with guns.
Sorry, not sorry. It ain't even
everything is guns. Everything is guns.
It's the like, nigga probably, yeah. Where is he from?
South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina?
South Carolina. He played with Zion.
That's where he's born and raised?
Yeah.
Okay. So, South Carolina, they play with his guns out there. You're able to have a gun. Yeah. So, you probably have guns already. This ain't nothing new.
Nah, they in Memphis. It's kind of the same shit over there, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's ain't nothing. Something going on. Because he stayed in slams.
He just putting himself on video. But no, bro, he's
showing it, though. You know what?
Showing it. That's the dumb shit.
This is some bullshit. This is bullshit.
Showing it like you using it.
Because if you know it or not, everywhere, motherfucking, you're able to have a gun, own a gun, or whatever, you can shoot a video and you have your guns in it. Motherfuckers up here, New York, New Jersey, niggas like, yo, you shoot a video with guns in it, you gotta put some, oh yeah, these fake guns, da da da.
Prop guns.
Nigga, them niggas is out there, everybody in the video got a stick on them. Mm-hmm. With a beam, a ladder, yeah, but
he not
titties
them dudes,
on a bitch.
That's the thing, he not them dudes, so it's like, why are you trying
but
to
that's
do
the, but that's the whole thing. That age bracket, bro. How old is he?
23.
Right? Come on, bro.
Nah, he should know.
Come on, bro.
I can't keep you. I'm not going to keep getting niggas past. I remember when I was 23. I was
nigga.
That, bro.
I know too many young niggas. Nigga, 16 that's doing dumb shit like that.
This generation.
I get. Well, listen. He been around enough, bro. He been around. He's into the.
And this on, nigga bro. Worth a couple hundred.
You in sports? You in sports? You have a
couple certain type mil, of
certain
bro.
Type of person that comes playing sports because he wasn't
a couple hundred he, mil,
no,
bro.
No, he ain't got that yet.
Bro, you are worth
you
know,
he
that.
You made $40 million.
You are worth that.
Yeah, but he just lost $30 million already.
Wildin', kid.
Not making the all NBA team. He lost $40 million.
Yo, but, who's wow. next to this young nigga?
That nobody either, ain't putting nothing.
Nobody. Nobody?
They probably all...
Nobody?
His father's got money because of that.
Your father's sitting there just watching father's you do this dumb shit? Like, yeah, yo, da-da-da. Yo, you know what? Self-destruction. You had it. Anyway, it's Freestyle Fridays. It's Calm Style Fridays. We about to motherfucking get into the motherfucking mixing. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. You hear? Screw face.
Motherfuckers is cooked.
Hey, yo, screw face.
Friday.
Friday.
Cook to the shot.
Friday.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Friday.
I've been drinking since about 4 p.m.
Friday. You know what I mean? Every Friday is a Friday.
I fight with all my life.
Skibbity bounce, skibbity bounce. You want a bag, You want a bag. We gon' smoke these bomb.
It's on YouTube, right?
What's good? Get it together. You ready for the concert?
Yes, sir.
Somebody grab the camera, somebody grab the motherfucking mic, cause we about to get right. Hey, we about to get right, y'all. You already know what it is, it's the best part of the motherfucking show. Smoke another blood.
got a song, but the world need to find a book to be a better place. If everybody took a break and we all just get wasted. Smoke out, smoke out.
Like Blanca, street fighters ain't ready for my combat. Things where you gone that, take it like your vision where you zone that. I'm a type of nigga that create my own seeds, create my own flow and create my own cheese. Started from the seed and grew to my own plea. And if I got a vote, I'm creating my own plea. Them niggas be careful when the war time's here, cause I'm ready for born and balls and been prepared. Knock across the wall like it's tennis, and you ain't even ready for the scoring sessions, cause you know I'm the minute inside of my bag and my cabeza. Dropping off the whip and I double right off the baseline. If it's not given to guaranteed, I'ma take mine. Cause I can smell the bullshit just like a canine. Heard it through the grapevine. Listening to Marvin Gaye records, I'm trying to calculate it. Going swifter than 60 seconds. You could call me a Nick Cage without all the rage. I'm developed inside of my mind and created a face. To the point I get on the booth and I'm laughing the face. When I'm feeling like one of the best, one of the greats. R.I.P. to any beat I touch. Lean on it like I needed a crutch. Break it down and split it like I'm rolling the Dutch. And y'all niggas worry about such and such. Man, I ain't worried about your rumors. I'm just worried about the bag and how to calculate it. Run it up and I'm popping tag. I go up in the fifth tag and when it's when I'm laughing. Feeling like I'm in the Jagway, I'm living lavish. Bad little chick dressed like it is a pageant. You just mad cause you're my post like a caption. I'm the type of nigga that just lose it, infuse it, and double dipping, dipping and smoking some I'm infused with. A little bit of greenery and change the scenery. You asking what you mean to me. No time for you to lean at me. That's what you need in me. Double but if you need it, me. Make it too love for me. Then me break right into the frequency. Connected out of collective. It's making like no. Niggas have your poses, but you barely even know. Dope type nigga that developed him a flow. And when I get inside of the booth, you know that I'ma go. Turn into a go. Created a mo. So that the people could drown, they won't stay afloat. You just wanna look in the secret forward the hope. And anybody left, they caught it, think it's a hoax. Like, it's so funny, but me, I'm calculating my money. How to be playing with a bunny, the truth, cause you're with the dummies. If you never wanna never perceive, my niggas have been to bleed. If Tim died on the seas, and if you've been with the bleeds, and then tell her to see. And if I am the actor, I guess I'm taking the lead. Ain't nobody wanna rap it, they compare it to me. Cause them niggas ain't lyrically comparing to me. I'm laughing at them as if they're minuscule. Niggas in the Bible on this crush, what I did to you. Something like a demigod when I turn in the providing. Let's been obliging. Wavy up, turn to Poseidon. If it's dividing, sip of fibbing and I'm inspiring. I'm in the vibing and I'm business, I'm minimizing. Minimizing to the point that it's minimizing. You just trying to figure out how them niggas was vibing. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm colorful, vibrant. I just get on the beat and I turn to a tyrant. And shout out the bus of us. I kick a rhyme and it's to the point the beat to turn to dust. Dawn up the dust. Then there's a must. Rocking them oil shaped butter Egyptian must. Y'all young elephants going to love for the tusks. I'm the type of nigga that get the weight from the bush. Get the pride from the pounds. The niggas going for the mound. I'm representing my town and yes, I'm holding it down. From the top all the way to the ground. And every king got a ring for the throne and claim his crown. So from here on to the point that is now, them niggas just mad cause I created my style. This is calmed out, I go buck wild. To the point that I'm back in my shell. Something like a turtle, hopping over hurdles. Sipping and I verve you, sipping and I swerve you. Something like I'm stepping out the street, avoid the curbs too. You just trying to figure out how to avoid the verbs, oh. Cause you just wanna get up out your hood. Cause if you get the money, you feeling like you were good. I ran in the hood and up was out in the woods. The jungle right with the wolves and was on the wolves. They ain't eating nothing that'll come from the ground with a hoe. You just trying to figure out how to hood on the bull. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm still loaded full. And I ain't even have to reload. I came about my cut mode, turned into a dragon. Them niggas just mad how that boy come spazzing. Hop up in the wagon, I'm bragging.
One.
ASAP.
It's the confident one, nigga.
Ready for the next one, please?
It's the confident one, nigga.
Let's do it.
Who's that one?
It's the confident one, nigga. Confident. Oh. Confident.
Would even fit lies amongst my closest friends. Cause I'm the type of nigga that start behind the fence. And I'm the type of nigga that came right out of the trench. And if you start from the bottom, hop right over the fence and land light on your background. It's what you mat down, this is smack down. This nigga's leg with a mat down. Something like it's cussed the way I got it mapped out. They just trying to figure out something like it's stretched out. I got it all written in visions. I'm in the slip of the legend until the point that you get in. I get inside of the coupe, the top of back if I'm living. And when I kick it and beat it, I live a special position. It's like it's laser line, etched out, been a line.
spit you in the lines. They just spit you in the lines. These are more defensive lines. And if you hear a nigga spitting, then you know I'm like New York in the urban times. They suffer the murder lines. The thoughts of a murder mind. The niggas who skirt of lines. The niggas that skirt of lines. They just get in the booth and recycle. I just get in the booth and I breathe like you. Cause it like a blunt, nigga, turn you to a ash. Rip upon that beat, then it's cons for the cash. Y'all niggas broken to the bone and get a cash. And I'm just trying to figure how to calculate my bags. Residuals, the niggas are bitter fools. The niggas are bitter fools. The niggas are bitter you. The things that get bitter you. The quick to get rid of you. And use the recidivism, get put in the prison dome. They make more money off you in a cage. And seeing you out here, something like a revolution's been a state. Revolution's been a blaze, this is what you spin a lay. Throwing up a couple A's, then a bottle get a space. If you in a blaze, niggas what you in a blaze. Niggas say they wanna run it in a field and call the play. Something like a quarterback and live between the line. Looking for the play when you looking for the sound. It's all written, I ain't gotta use the words. I'm a type of nigga that a rip inside the verbs. Killin' with them nouns, nigga, better than what verbs. When I get down on the nerves, like I turn into a herd. And attack it from the third. And if I get the urge, and I get it solid to beat and cut it like I'm a surgeon. Wash it and recycle it like it's detergent. When you put you urgent, send it like it's urgent. Y'all niggas never heard, never even read it. This is the dynasty, the shit that it was written. Listen to Nas say, he said that it was written. And I'm a nigga that a kid, a rap like premonition. I am not even psychic. You ain't never know it though. Men is gonna know it though. Coolest with the noblest flow. Men is gonna know it though. Took a trip to overdose. Tripping off the Percocets and took a trip to Pokemon. This is something that you never know. Huh. This is something that I never said. Huh. This is something that was put inside the book. But it said it put inside it so a nigga never read. Meaning that the knowledge that you never seek is something that you never learn. And if you never had the teaching, if you feeling like you close, but you ain't never had the reaching. If you feeling like you going, you ain't never heard the beat. ROC to the A dot fella, listening to shit. Growing up from a young fella, now I'm going to a man. Growing to a plan, born into a flow, born into some bands. Going to the point that I was falling, never stand. Going to the point that if I knew I'd overstand. And then it's gonna land, over difference of the plan. Time to get it out of land and go there with 100 grand. Remember they were trapping, shredding from 100 grand. Something like it's spinning overhead like ceiling fans. When you stuck inside your car, inside the traffic jam. If you make it to the land, then you get stuck to the pan. You going stuck to the pan if you make it sprayed with pan. And that's a different reason than the shit for the blends. Other niggas from the block and other niggas from lands. They were standing on the block to try to get it to stand.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get past the
lake. Comp style Fridays.
I want more.
Comp style Fridays.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta understand what the fuck is going on. Comp style Friday. Huh?
Am I up? You know,
damn.
Comp style
Friday. Gotta push them off like, huh?
I said they call me Mr. McCallum. And maybe I'm a big stepper. Certified, authorized. You know I'm a rapper. Represent my hood. Represent my state. Represent my block, holding down my space. I've been scraping like a young one, winning that fourth hit on that plate. Y'all niggas wanna go for home run, better get to third base. Taking trips out of states, bought a crib by the lake. Oasis and bases and meadows, new places. Them niggas so tight like the speakers and lacing. My niggas, they get on the beat and they basing. Them niggas, they slash on the beat like them Jason. Them niggas, they feel like the money and Jason. My niggas is hungry, you know to be basing. My niggas are running and running and running until they're falling apart. Fingers them niggas who falling apart. About to hit this ball right out of the park, huh? I know that I'm drippy, I know they don't get me. I know when I go side of the beat, I spread it out like Skippy or Jiffy. Running a jiffy, and give me a quickie, and double a bag and go for a 50. You calling me picky, I'm calling me thrifty. Calling me running and fingers, I'm running and fingers, who running and fingers, who running. They calling your numbers and remember the front of it, calling the back, and you go from the front of it. Left is anonymous, inside of a book. Baby, left is a crook, my niggas are real. Ain't got it with masks when they go for a jump. You niggas get ran. You give you the ones that was labeled as shook. My niggas, they hung. They go for the runs. They play for the books. Look, baby, you know that I'm different than them. Baby, you know I'm specific in them. Feel like I'm running some blood in the pen. And I'm going in the bone of my adrenaline. And I feel like I know that I'm living in the bed. And I feel like I'm going. It's open within. And I know I'm a golden. It came from within. When I get on the boat, I'ma sail like the wind. Sail like the wind. Sail like the wind. Sail like they do it, but really pretend. Say that they riding and barely be riding. But ain't no denying that. Ain't no pretend. You say that you real, but you really ain't real. When you look in the mirror and you don't be like it. The same as you like it. The same on your vices. You gone in your vision. Get caught up your vices. The herbs and the spices. They caught in a blend. It's going for the trend. They die for a soul. They go for a goal. They sell for a trend. They really pretend.
till it's making you pen, to the point you ain't making amends. I get in the booth and then using the pen, I get in the booth and then using the pen. Feel like I'm going to flow in the vent, bangers I'm loving the flow in the trench. The 40 descending and loading the trench, the niggas they know when they hop off the bench. Taking a shot like I'm Jordan or Kobe, but you ain't even know me, but shoot like Ginobili. And pulling the whip and stabbing the bones, and they know that they go, then they know that I'm frozen. I go for my bows and I'm stabbing and rolling, the point of the days when a nigga was rolling. Putting the point when a nigga was frozen, doubling the point in the bitches was posing. Trying not to lock us, trying not to rock us, trying to put us all behind the bars. We all the ones that dance for stars, this is real, this is not for sure. Now that I know that I'm hard, lyrically know I'm a god. When I get side of the booth, ain't no division, it's hard. No, like the vision is hard, spreading out like no division is hard. They feel like you're nervous, defending the laws. Defending the prison, defending the laws. Possession is set, it's not just of the law. So I'ma keep it with me just as a cause. So I'ma keep it on me just as a cause. The name is the law, the stand is the law. The center and read it, the center the song. The dead is the shepherd, the stand is the law. The stand is the bit, it's sitting you wrong. Hey, maybe I'm taking you off. Hey, maybe I'm flipping you off. Maybe I'm spinning up over your head and the point that your vision is lost. Maybe I got me the noodles, I'm dripping up, baby, the spread of the sauce.
Level up your online
casino dripping inside of the loo, you're turning the blue, you're spinning the cost.
I ain't gonna lift the cost.
Fuck it, I'm lifting it off. When I am dropping the top, I'm getting me a bottle of Venus of Slot, the sinners of Slot, the sinners of Rock.
Ooh, wee, God. Damn!
Let's just do one more to put in the chamber.
Yo!
Let's do one more to put in the chamber. I'm just saying.
God. Damn!
Look, said I don't wanna be a player no more. That's the reason why they hating on confidants. Look, cause I don't wanna be a player no more. Cause most of them people, they some confidants. Look, caught in the line and caught in the rock. If you say you dropping the beat and you rip to the side, I'm a type of nigga that's cool and need to be slide. If you wanna pick a dish, it's a need to decide. Baby, we get hop in the V, we get slide in the ride. You can tell me all your visions as we on the east side. We on the west side, we on the south side. We traveling, I'm thinking some on, I'm laughing. I'm throwing like a traveling, I'm laughing and she catching in. If it's any some neighbors, looking at the Beatles and neighbors and smelling her fragrance. If you think you're with them Lakers, they caught in them niggas. Take a trip to Los Angeles to go see the Lakers. I live with them flavors and feeling like he's dreaming some laces up on a permanent basis. I'm just a speaking of labor. Them niggas go for the statements, but barely quick to put labor. If you feeling like you working, it ain't go through the labor. Like, you don't wanna be a player, it's a lot of work. A lot of guilt, a lot of building, sometimes a lot of hurt. And if you trying to underestimate and get your worth, they trying to take a number for you since you was at birth. Them niggas better get it written if you win it first. I'm killing beats and put them lyric visions in a hearse. And if they get devoured, that is ours. In a verse, I'm puffing on the sour every hour just to write a verse. Doubling off the verse and calculating the purse. I'm calculating the perks and definitely rating my birth. Not selling myself and underestimating my worth. Man, it's a later the first. Feeling like you played for the first. Doubling off your bills like you late for the first, huh? Underestimated, developed your work. Built from the slums and the struggle. If you gotta get it up and calculate it from your hustle, like, if I ain't wanna be a player no more. That's why they hating on confidants, cause they know my bars is up the par of the goal. It's off top, baby, it's off top. I don't wanna be a hater no more. So why you hating on confidants? Cause you know that them bars and flows, they come galore. Cause I'm paid for chasing, ain't a bodyguard or a Moreno, or sentimental. I'm thinking some on a random, the sake is you on a rattle. Driving in the Charger like I'm Dominic Toretto. Trying to figure out how I could drive right through these meadows. And ranking some on a battles, and thinking some on a rattle. I'm trying to create my own child if I was Geppetto. If you never heard it, then you probably never knew. Ever been elegant, and that would be hella true. When he's spitting out of metal, been displaying of his truth. When he get inside the booth, and they been doing since the youth. That's the G-A-W-P to the time. Estimated written, but that boy is through a line. Hopping over hurdles and meaning some on the line. Them niggas up on the vine and chase for them dollar fines. The niggas you wanna blind, the seeking you never find. My niggas is one of one, that's something that's that you find. Like, stitched into the fabric in the thread. Just the knowledge that'll go right through your head. And if you feeling like you about to keep rhyming, keep on vibing, double with the timing, diamond shining, shit's just blinding. She just like the style, cause she know that boy reminding her something that she seen before. Definitely that she wanna be, missing what you wanna be, then definitely what you wanna be. Like, I don't wanna be a hater no more. So why they hating on confidant? Cause they know I got bars and flows and they all galore. It's off top, baby. It's off top. I don't wanna be a player no more. That's why they hating on confidants. And they know I'm about to kill and claim a talk. Cause I'm paper chasing. What? What? Cause I'm paper chasing.
One,
you already know it's the confident one. Shout out to Guap Toms. Shout out Growth Over Destruction. You know what I mean? Thank y'all for tuning in every Friday. Send them beat selections up, you know what I mean? We coming with fresh beats for y'all every week, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, peace and love. Stream, subscribe, and share. It's the Guap Toms. Peace.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.